This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by automotive author extraordinaire Tom Cotter, who is standing by to tell us all about his recent adventures. And a little later on, we get another very special guest who's going to join us just for the last segment of this hour. If you'd like to participate via the phone, we'd love to have you anytime at 855-660-4261 or via the email, Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. We got a new place on our website, AutoWorldRadio.com. If you have a question or you have anything that you'd like to ask, if you're listening to the show in podcast form, tape delay form, on demand form, archive form, you can participate. Don't be a stranger, because we will get those questions to whichever guest you intended the question for. Right now, we welcome to the airways of Auto World one of our favorite guys. This gentleman has authored so many different automotive books, including inventing the Barn Find series. It all started with the Cobra in the barn, and then it went on to the Corvette in the barn, the Vincent in the barn, the Hemi in the barn, you name it. He has written so many wonderful books about all different things automotive, and it finished a couple of different adventures, and he's going to be telling us about these adventures, which we hope will become books. 2 weeks ago, Tom Cotter drove a Model T across the United States, and many of you folks, I'm sure, were monitoring his progress, as I was, as he did a little preview, but we welcome him back to the airwaves of Auto World. How you doing, Tom?
Hi, Bob. Good talk to you.
Well, the last time we talked was just before the start of the Model T trek, and you were telling us that for that initial leg, you weren't going to drive the vehicle. Tell us a little bit about that first time you slid behind the wheel of the Model T.
I have been an old car guy and an old Ford guy since I'm 14 years old. But I can probably count on one hand how many times I've ridden in a Model T in that time. And I had never driven one prior to this cross-country drive. So we left New York City on the 7th of May, and I didn't want to learn to drive a Model T in New York City. It's hard to drive anything in New York City. So I had my co-driver, the guy who owns the Model T, he drove it. And, you know, going into New Jersey, then south to Philly, the first day was 235 miles. I'm sorry, 325 miles. That was our biggest day. But lots of congestion, lots of traffic. And so I waited until the second day to learn how to drive. And, you know, it's not that hard. I mean, you have to think about it. You know, you put your foot on a clutch of a stick-shift car, and you go all the way down when you want it to be in neutral. But in a Model T, you put your foot all the way down, and you're in low. And so you have to lift it halfway up on the left pedal to get it in neutral. And if you lift it all the way up, well, then you're in high gear. So you just have to think about what you're doing. But I got it. By the time I was in California, I was a pro.
That's great. And tell us about the journey along the way. You went across a very famous highway, and I'm sure attracted a lot of attention.
The car is a magnet for an attention, and so no matter where we got gas or where we stopped to eat or lodging, it got attention. And, you know, the idea for this trip, I was not looking for barn finds. It was very unusual to pass all sorts of cool old cars sitting behind buildings and in fields, but I kind of ignored them because this was a different kind of book. It was a travel book. And this book is about driving a car that was almost 100 years old on a road, the Lincoln Highway, which is more than 100 years old, and just seeing the country at 50 miles an hour on a secondary road, just meeting people, seeing sights, experiencing dining and lodging that if you're on the interstate, you would just flash by at 75 miles an hour. So it was an amazing, amazing event, and I would encourage anybody listening to the show, if you're a car enthusiast, at the very least you want to take a drive across this road, even in a modern car. But if you've got an old car, all the better.
I know that you were, in addition to staying at hotels, motels along the way, you put the word out there, and I'm wondering if you ended up staying in some folks' houses along the way.
We did. We stayed. You know, I got lots of people that said, sure, stay at my house, but if it didn't work out timing-wise, like if I was going to pass their town at 10 in the morning, well, it didn't make any sense to stay there. So I had to turn down a lot of people. But there were several opportunities. One was just north of South Bend, Indiana, in a town called Niles, Michigan, 10 miles south of South Bend. And we had a little function at the South Bend based Studebaker Museum. And this gentleman and his wife said, you can stay over our house. We have a two Airbnb rooms, and you can stay there for free. But I restore Volkswagen campers, and maybe you'd like to stay in my camper. And so my co-driver and my photographer stayed in the house, but I decided to stay in this restored Volkswagen camper, which I had never done. And it was during a lightning and thunderstorm, and, you know, it was such a cool experience that, you know, suddenly I wanted to listen to Jerry Garcia, and I felt like I was experiencing the hippie life I never had before.
That's great. What a wonderful story. And that's just one of many that no doubt will pop up in the book. And doing that drive, you know, going through America's back roads, you know, like you say, everybody should do that at least one time in their life. I haven't done that. I need to do it one time in my life as well, because we're such a, you know, fast-paced society. You know, everybody's flying, jetting here, jetting there, and, you know, people are just, you know, glued to their digital devices, there's so much beauty in America, and there's so much greatness that surrounds us that is so often overlooked, Tom.
That's well put. The states that the Lincoln Highway allowed us to experience are flyover states. You know, nobody, unless you've got a reason to go to Iowa or Nebraska, you know, Utah, you fly over to 33,000 feet, you look out the window. But we went through those states at a slow speed. The name of the book is Ford Model T Coast to Coast. That's the title of the book. But the subtitle, which I think sums it up so well, A Slow Drive Across a Fast Country. And Elon Musk just said recently that by the end of this year, by this December, he'll be able to drive a Tesla from Los Angeles to New York without touching the steering wheel. So we are on the very cusp of a revolution. The last revolution like this was the horseless carriage revolution, when mm-hmm. people with horses and carriages were revolting against these cars, primitive cars that smoked and knocked and made noise and backfired and scared their horses. But eventually all those horses were put in barns, and now we're driving cars. And now the driverless revolution is the next step. And soon we are going to be driven around in pods on roads not of our choosing, whichever the road is that the GPS decides is the most efficient route. So this is kind of a protest to that movement.
I couldn't agree with you more. None of us signed up for a part in Woody Allen's sleeper movie way back when, but that's what we're looking at in the future. More with Tom Cotter as he tells us all about the Model T coast-to-coast trip. He also was on another neat trip as well. Don't go away.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000. Dynavite helps them obtain that better nutrition that is hard to find in commercial foods.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp.
They don't shed as much, and they're all over very healthy dogs.
We tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
There he is, the rock and roll gearhead, Billy F. Gibbons. Saw him a couple of months back down here in Florida. Always great to see him. And Tom Carter, our very special guest, has written a great book about cars and musicians. And I'm sorry to say that a friend of ours passed away. I don't know if you're aware of it, but Jerome J. Giles passed away, and I know you had a great time interviewing him for that book, Tom.
J. Giles was a true car guy. There were a number of musicians that we met who enjoyed cars and had a little collection, but J. Giles had it to an extreme. He, to the point where he was an expert at rebuilding Ferrari V12 engines. He was a vintage race driver and raced a 250 Tour de France in the vintage series and won races with it. And when his career, Jay Giles' band, were at a lull, he opened up a race shop in Massachusetts, Ayers, Massachusetts. And they race prepped vintage race cars, specialized in Ferraris. And he was hands-on and up to his elbows in grease. He was as passionate or more so about cars than he was about music. So, yeah, the world is... The car world lost a great guy recently.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about the Model T coast to coast on the Lincoln Highway. So, Tom, you've done what a lot of politicians should do. You've talked to America one-on-one. What's the state of the union, so to speak? How are things out there in the real world?
Well, I didn't want to get into politics on the road, so I steered away from that. But it is a sad place in regard to the interstates that have sucked the lifeblood out of towns, where the Lincoln Highway was once a major east-west road. Now I-80 has taken that traffic, and so instead of stopping at mom-and-pop hotels and restaurants on Main Street, the I-80 is just 5 miles away, and so people are staying in Hampton Inns and eating at Fridays, and so these towns are barely hanging on. There are some exceptions, but for the most part, once great towns are now mostly vacant storefronts, and that hurts, because that was what made America great, were little towns and businesses, local businesses, locally owned, supported by people that live there or were traveling through. And now it seems like we do more and more business with franchises along the interstate highway because it's convenient. So that's a little bit sad. I think there's a lot of optimism. I met a lot of farmers who feel great about supplying food for the rest of the country. They're out there early. They're out there pre-dawn in their tractors. They're out there after dusk, and they're mowing and tilling and, you know, all sorts of stuff. I don't know what they do, but when you drive into the Nebraskas and the Iowas, that's farm country. That's middle America, and those are real Americans, and it was wonderful to meet many of them.
That's great. So, Tom, when can we expect the book to be available? I can't wait to read it.
I start writing it. I guess I finished it about 2 weeks. I finished the trip about 4 weeks ago. And so I start writing, in theory, tomorrow. I wanted it to kind of gel for a while. And I'm going up to Maine, where it's easy to get away from all the hustle and bustle of my regular life in North Carolina. So I'm going to start writing, in theory, tomorrow, but more than likely Tuesday morning, and my summer will be dedicated to writing this book. 75,000 words. I need to have the transcript to the publisher by the end of September, and it will be out about a year from now. So next Father's Day. We want to get it out before Father's Day.
Great. And just this past Friday, you were on something really cool in the Midwest. I saw some pictures that you were sharing on Facebook, some very unusual pictures. It was a cobra tour. You love cobras, and this must have been quite a treat.
Right. Well, I put on a cobra tour. My friend Jim Maxwell and I, every year for like probably the last 12 or 13 years, have put on a cobra tour. And we've made some great friends. These are for real cobras. CSX 2000 and CSX 3000 cobras, and we just kind of try to stay under the radar. We don't make a lot of announcements that we're coming to town. We don't want to raise the suspicion of police officers or whatever, but we have 15 cars from a far ways Alaska, and we drove through southern Indiana and northern Kentucky for several days, did about 700 miles in total, stayed at great lodges, had great meals. Then we drove to the Shelby American Automobile Club convention at Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the last couple of days, and that's where we were. In fact, we got to take laps of the track, the Grand Prix circuit at the Speedway, in our Cobras, And now I'm driving towards Maine, and I'm calling you from Watkins Glen on Main Street, where as soon as I get done with this phone call, I'm going to walk around and just poke around Watkins Glen. I haven't been here in a while. You know, this Main Street was the start-finish line for the Grand Prix before they built the circuit up on the hill.
Oh, that's great. That must have been a lot of fun. And it was interesting to see the picture that you put up on Friday there. A lot of Cobras without stripes, something that you don't see that often.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you where you see it. You see it on replicas. There were 998 Cobras built by Carroll Shelby in the 60s, and 60,000 replicas have been built since then. Well, replicas always look more dramatic and more glamorous than the real cars. So replicas have stripes and side pipes and big chrome roll bars and fat wheels. The original cars are much more subtle than that and really very pleasing. They're really sports cars as opposed to these monster machines you see at most cars and coffees. So we only had one car with stripes on it, a 289 out of Asheville, North Carolina. Most Cobras didn't come with stripes.
That's a great little bit of trivia there. For those of our listeners who have never driven a Cobra, Tom, what's the experience like? I can honestly say I've ridden in one, but I have never driven one myself. It's a very unique kind of visceral experience. How would you describe it?
Well, it's bugs in the teeth and your hair's always knotted up. It's you're out in the open. You had to have been quite a person to have decided to buy a Cobra over a Corvette or a Jaguar E-Type back in the day. You paid more money and got much less. You got no roll-up windows, really no door panels at all, no padded dash, minimal heating, a top that you had to put together rather than fold up. You had to have been a unique person, but what you got was a car that weighed about 800 pounds less than a Corvette, was faster than one, and had a much more successful racing record. I'm 6'3", and I'm a little bit too big for a Cobra, but I was not going to let my size determine whether I could own one or not after having wanted one since I was in fifth grade. So I make myself fit in it, and once I'm in, I'm fine. I've driven it across the United States, so, you know, it works.
Great story. We're going to step aside for some important messages when we come back on the other side. More with automotive author extraordinaire Tom Cotter. We're going to tell you more great stories and tell you more about Tom's great books. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Tom Cotter is with us. Tom is a gentleman who has done many, many great things in his life, including write just a whole slew of books. Before that, of course, he was a regular contributor to Road and Track magazine. He also built one of the most successful public relations agencies in motorsports. But just take a look at these books. Cuba's Car Culture, Celebrating the Island's Automotive Love Affair. He wrote that with Bill Warner. 50 Shades of Rust, Barn Finds You Wish You Discovered. The Route 66 Barn Find Road Trip, Lost Collector Cars Along the Mother Road. Barn Find Road Trips, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars Discovered. And, of course, all the barn stories, the Corvette in the barn, the Cobra in the barn. He's also done the Vincent in the barn, the Hemi in the barn. Did a great book on Tommy Ivo. Also, Dean Jeffries and a lot of people have emailed in about the musician book. It was called Rockin' Garages, Collecting, Racing, and Riding with Rock's Great Gearheads. And they're all available at Amazon.com and the usual places and published by Motorbooks International. Let's talk about some track time you had recently. Tom, I understand you're over at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a meet. Tell us about that.
Well, we went to the Shelby convention at Indianapolis. It's an annual convention, and I haven't been to one probably in maybe 12 years, but we set up our tour to end at the Speedway, and so we brought probably a dozen Cobras from our tour over to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and they're always glad to see Cobras because Cobras don't attend those events much anymore. So they gave us a special parking spot behind the gazebo, or the gazebo, I guess you call it. Pagoda at the Speedway. Mm-hmm. And so we parked there, and then they gave us parade laps. We couldn't go very fast, but we did parade laps around the Grand Prix circuit that was built for the Formula One races. So the part of the oval that we drove on was in the reverse direction than the Indy 500 runs, and then you run through an infield road course. And so, that was a pretty cool experience. In fact, somebody on Facebook said, is there anything left in your bucket list that you haven't accomplished? And I said, you know, I responded back today, my bucket is a 55-gallon drum. So...
You're a good man. That's a great response because I feel the same way, too. I've had the pleasure of interviewing a lot of great folks along the way and meeting a lot of my heroes, everybody from the late Carroll Shelby to the late David E. Davis Jr. to you name it, driving with Jackie Stewart. But, boy, there's just so many more things that I want to do. And with God's help and the man upstairs and some medical doctors, hopefully both of us will be around for a long, long time, living the adolescent life.
I hope never to act my age. I've got another book coming out in a couple of weeks, and it's Motor City Barn Finds. And if you remember, a year ago,
yeah, I do.
Michael Allen Ross, my photographer, and I hit the road, and we just decided to concentrate on one area. And Detroit and the suburbs. And, boy, we found a lot of great stuff. So that book will be out in just a couple of weeks.
That's fantastic. All these books make great Father's Day gifts. And let's talk a little bit more about that Detroit trip. I remember that was a memorable one. Detroit is definitely, I know it's talked about, but you have noticed it firsthand. I have noticed it firsthand. It's a city on the rebound. It's a city on the rise. And I'm a big fan of American vehicles and will always be a great fan of American vehicles, but Detroit is often overlooked these days, but don't overlook the Motor City.
If I had to start over again, or if I was, I'm kind of settled in North Carolina, but if I were, say, my son's age, 25, I would consider moving to Detroit because if you're a car person, boy, there's so much car activity there. Just every third person you meet works for one of the car companies, and they have a garage full of hot rods, and they do cool things on weekends, cars and coffees and track events. And if you're not a car person, there's so much. It's like if you want to accomplish something great in your life, it would be taking what's remaining of old Detroit and rebuilding it. Old buildings, old houses that are sitting there and can be purchased still for reasonable prices because it's going to come back. And I think you'd find yourself in a decade or two in really good shape if you were to move there and make some wise investments.
Yeah, I have often thought of moving there myself, Tom. I think it would be a great place to have this radio show based out of. I just have to sell the winters to my wife. That's the problem.
But, the people there are proud, still proud, and becoming prouder because of kind of a resurgence of popularity of coming to Detroit. And along Woodward Avenue, way down in the belly of the beast, there are Starbucks opening up and good restaurants and new hotels. So hopefully, that will continue up Woodward Avenue going towards Royal Oak and Bloomfield Hills or whatever. And I think once you get through that little section there that's still so poorly in such poor condition. I think once we bridge that town is back.
Yeah, absolutely. A number of people have commented here, emailing me on your quote from Elon Musk saying that there'll soon come a day when you'll be able to drive a car from Los Angeles to New York without putting your hands on the steering wheel. And a lot of people, of course, are like us, Tom. It's great, the technology, but there's nothing like the thrill of driving. And unfortunately, what's going to happen? I mean, what's the bottom line going to happen here? Is there going to be there's a need for this on some levels, but certainly I hope it isn't embraced by the masses.
If you look at millennials, there's not the interest there was in automobiles that there was when you and I were kids. And so this is going to happen gradually. I mean, it is happening gradually. I have a Ford F-150. And if I have it on cruise control, if I come across a vehicle ahead of me that's going slower, my car will pace that vehicle in front of me. Or if I go to make a change lanes and there's somebody in my blind spot, a buzzer goes off and a little yellow light goes on. So these robotic features are happening little by little. And, you know, the blinkers turn themselves off after three blinks when you make a lane change. And you know, intermittent wipers are probably the first thing, a convenient item on a car. You didn't have to turn on and off the blades anymore. So it's just going to happen subtly. But I think it's going to happen probably for the better, for a safer future, that cars will be able to drive themselves better than human beings can, because they're not going to be as distracted with text and music and conversation and sleepiness or whatever. There's going to be a bunch of us holding out, I know, to the bitter end, and we'll be the last of a generation. And sad to say.
It is sad to say. And right now, I mean, in the new vehicle realm, there are just so many wonderful performance vehicles. And, you know, I can only say, if you have the money, if you have the cash, if you have the credit, now's the time to get them, because with the upcoming CAFE standards and other legislation, we're not going to see 700 or 800 horsepower vehicles or 1,000 horsepower vehicles. Who would believe that we would have what we have right now, Tom? You know, just a renaissance of power. The muscle madness is back. When we come back, we'll get your comment on that and lots more with Tom Cotter, our very special guest. He's the automotive author extraordinaire.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support, so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today on Auto World. We've had the pleasure of spending the vast majority of this hour with our good friend Tom Cotter. And Tom, just before we say goodbye to you for this time around, what do you think about the resurgence of the muscle cars here for 2017? We're living in a new golden era.
We're living at the edge of the new golden era. I have the feeling. I can't see this lasting. You know, we're at the last. I think that people buying those cars are our age, who listen to Real Fine by 409 and Little Deuce Coupe and Shutdown. I think once we grow too old, there's going to be a lot of Priuses on the road and less muscle cars, which is sad. I think everybody should go out there and buy a stick shift car tomorrow.
Very good. Tom, we're going to get you back on for a full hour real soon. And everybody check out Tom's body of work at Amazon.com and through Motorbooks. Thank you, my friend. And always great sharing the microphone with you.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. We move from one of the best authors in the automotive realm to a great company we're going to be telling you all about right now. We've got two very special guests joining us from a company that is all about manufacturing, and that's something that is talked a lot about today. We have joining us from XOMtry, I believe. I'm not quite sure if that's the correct pronunciation, but the CEO, Randy Altschuler. Randy, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Bob. Thanks so much for having us this morning, or this afternoon.
Yeah, it's great to have you with us here. And is that the correct pronunciation of your company?
It's pronounced XOMtry. So,
XOMtry.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, I've got my colleague Greg Paulson on the line as well.
Fantastic. Great, Greg. Thank you for joining us. So tell us a little bit about some of the things that the company does.
Sure. So XOMtry is a first-of-its-kind platform to enable large companies, small companies, hobbyists to manufacture custom parts. So if you have a part, a mechanical part that you want to have manufactured and you have a CAD design of it, you can go on to our website at any time of the day, upload that file, and you'll get an instant price. And you can change quantities, materials, finishes, all sorts of different variables. And in real time, price keeps on updating. And then the customer will also get a lead time, how long it takes them to get the part. And they press buy, just like when you go on the Internet, you buy something from Amazon or one of the other retailers online. But in this case, you're getting your design of a part. And it could be, we've got a lot of automotive customers, so OE manufacturers themselves or suppliers, and we've got folks who want to fix something on their car who have got a CAD file. And then what's sort of neat on the back end, we've got hundreds of local manufacturers around the United States who actually do the manufacturing of those parts. So utilizing our platforms, manufacturers in over 40 states in the United States get to see these parts and have the opportunity to, once again, with a click of a button, press and take the job, and they manufacture the part locally in their machine shop, and then they send it to the customer, or sometimes they'll send it first to Zometry. We're based in Maryland, and we'll do an extra quality check, and then we'll send it out to the customer.
That's fantastic, Randy. Tell us a little bit more about this new kind of 3D technology, 3D printing, and how that's impacting manufacturing.
Sure, and I'll let my colleague Greg, why don't you jump in here, Greg, and give some detail, please.
Yeah, and hey, this is Greg Paulson. So I lead the applications engineering team at Zometry, and basically we answer that question every day of kind of what technology do I choose, because sometimes you have a shape or idea of what you want to do, but it may be just quantity one piece, and you need to figure out, all right, I don't know every latest and greatest technology out there, so we really help them choose and make the right decision. But, yeah, we use 3D printing as in another manufacturing technology in a toolkit of many, many ways of making a part. And we have... Well, to just kind of clarify, like 3D printing starts with essentially something that's less and builds something greater from that. So I take, for example, a filament of material or a powder or a liquid resin, and I'll cure it or fuse it with a laser and build parts to your shape from the bottom to the top. And we have multiple technologies, depending on your needs, to fit what that product can be. And we can print anything from like something very, very small, minute, say like a replacement little a gasket or something, a custom fixture or something for your dashboard, all the way up to large parts. In fact, our printers can actually print up to like 3-foot parts. So you can actually make panels. And we've actually, on the automotive world, we've become very popular with the racing industry for custom manifolds and hoods and intakes, and we have some high heat materials that you actually use for parts right by the engine that are still plastic, but they're very high heat, high impact resistance polymer trim molding, clearance checks we've seen before they move to casting. So there's what's neat about Zometry is we give that access to millions of dollars of technology just right away. Like the only thing that's required is that 3D model, but once you have it, there's limitless possibilities of manufacturing.
And Bob, just to add to that, you know, people hear a lot about 3D printing today, but as Greg mentioned, there's a lot of new technologies. So on our platform, we offer many of them. And for individual, they don't really know the difference between them. With our technology platform, you really don't need to. We'll help sort it out for you, answer some questions, yeah. and then we'll recommend it to you. And then we also have available from 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time till 9 p.m. Eastern time, Monday through Friday, we have folks like Greg and others, mechanical engineers, designers with deep experience in manufacturing and design, who are available on a, you know, on a phone or on live chat to answer people's questions.
That's fantastic. So this is really a game changer, what you've come up with here at Xometry. You guys are going to be really offering folks a tremendous opportunity for entrepreneurs and for established businesses.
And a lot of people say, Bob, that they want to support manufacturing locally, you know, let's say here in the United States. But they don't know about a lot of these tens of thousands of manufacturers are tucked away in small industrial parks and in different parts of the country. And if you're on the other side of the country, you'll never know about that person. But the great thing about our platform is we're picking out across the country these folks with these great skills, and we're giving you, the customer, access to them. So that ensures you get the best quality, you get the fastest turn times, you get great value for your money. And at the same time, we're really empowering local manufacturing here in the United States and taking advantage of machine shops and 3D printers. And in some cases, we've got decades of experience of doing this, but don't necessarily have the marketing budget or the sales team to access customers all across the country.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about, Randy, your background. You've worked a lot in the computer world. Tell us a little bit about what you did before co-founding Xometry.
Yeah, so I'm an entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur, as they say. So I love building companies and creating something new. So prior to Xometry, I started a company called Cloud Blue, which helped with electronics recycling. So you see across the United States, there's more and more electronics that are being used, and people are buying new stuff. You know, new computer comes out all the time, or new phones, and so they have to get rid of that old stuff. And people want to make sure that it's disposed environmentally correctly, so we're not just dumping it in a river somewhere. And people are also very concerned about the data on it. You know, get a lot of personal data, or for companies, they've got some critical customer data if you're a big bank or a healthcare firm. And so my company, CloudBlue, really helps people delete all that data, helps large companies delete it, and make sure that the equipment is disposed properly. So CloudBlue is spread out across the country. It was acquired by a company called Ingram Micro, based in California, in 2013, and service thousands of companies all around the United States and now around the world.
That's fantastic. For those of our listeners just joining us, we're chatting with the CEO as well as the head of engineering for Xometry. And I'll make sure I've got the proper director of applications engineering. I knew it was engineering. It wasn't that far off. But this is great. It's a network orchestrating orchestrator, basically connecting engineers that need custom parts, machining, sheet metal, 3D printing, etc., to manufacturers to make them using proprietary software similar to ride-sharing apps. Xometry provides on-demand manufacturing with 24/7 access to instant pricing, lead time, and manufacturing ability feedback. That is fantastic. I got to have both you guys on for a longer visit. Thank you so much for joining us today. And All right. Thank you both. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.